It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, October 15th. I'm Jay Gabler.
This is Jade, and we have a conversation on the way about how we celebrate the legacy of artists who've died.
As well as some sad, but not like tragic sad, just kind of like sad light news about the end of a notable music relationship. But first, a few more of today's headlines. Luca Guadagnino, the director of Call Me By Your Name and the forthcoming Suspiria remake. Yes, that movie with Thom Yorke music. Well, this director is plotting a drama based on Bob Dylan's 1975 classic album, Blood on the Tracks.
Okay, so it's going to be either you'll cry or you'll be scared based on the two other movies that he's been working on.
Maybe both.
I hope both. I like a good scared cry.
Well, according to a New Yorker profile of the filmmaker, he's worked with the screenwriter to generate a 188-page screenplay following characters through a multi-year story set in the 70s, drawing on the album's central themes. So we'll see if this movie actually comes to fruition. If it does, I will be there opening night.
I'll be right next to you, Jay.
We'll have a good scared cry together. But in the meantime, what we definitely know is that a volume of Bob Dylan's bootleg series dedicated to Blood on the Tracks is coming out on November 2nd. The independent hip-hop artist No Name says she's changing the cover art for her acclaimed new album Room 25 due to allegations of assault against the artist who created it. On Twitter, she wrote, "I do not and will not support abusers, and I will always stand up for victims and believe their stories."
This reaction time to accusations of assault or battery or what have you, you know, people are holding artists accountable because we do have a means via Twitter or social media in general to say to an artist who you love and appreciate, like, "I hold you to this standard. Do you hold yourself to it?"
Paul Simon celebrated his 77th birthday on Saturday by performing as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. This has been a regular Saturday Night Live guest over the years, memorably showed up in a turkey suit at one point. But on Saturday, he performed Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he was joined by Y Music for their reimagined version of his Rhythm of the Saints track, Can't Run But.
And that's the one that Aaron Dessner of The National helped him replot out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool new version of that song.
And then at the end of the show, the cast presented Paul Simon with a birthday cake.
Aw.
Happy birthday, Paul.
How do we best honor the legacy of an artist we love who has passed? We've been seeing a lot of different ways. There are murals, there are statues, musicals, biopics, tours. I'm bringing this all up because Amy Winehouse has been in the news lately. It's been 7 years since her death, and there has already been one movie, a documentary called Amy, which came out as critically acclaimed, but the singer's family actually called it a disgrace. There's another documentary coming out in November that's called Amy Winehouse Back to Black. No word on yet if the family appreciates that one. But her family has just announced a new biopic, and it's going to be this dramatic interpretation of Amy Winehouse's life. And they said, "We now feel able to celebrate her extraordinary life and talent." That was her father, Mitch Winehouse, who said that. And he continued, "And we know through the Amy Winehouse Foundation that the true story of her illness can help so many others who experience a similar issue." So really, it doesn't sound like they're going to shy away from any of the big things that happened in her life.
Well, they might shy away from some of the controversies involving her family, which is why they didn't like the documentary. Her family and her father in particular don't really come across all that well in the documentary Amy. So if the family are behind this new biopic and they're enthusiastic about it, we might see a different Mitch Winehouse in this movie.
And there's another thing. I said she was in the news for multiple reasons. Well, the other thing is, Jay, I don't know how I feel about this. There is going to be a hologram of Amy Winehouse hitting the road. It's going to utilize new state-of-the-art proprietary technology and digitally rearrange her classics. The hologram will be backed by a live band. There's going to be singers. This theatrical stagecraft is what the whole statement says. And Amy's family, very excited about this. Mitch Winehouse in the news again said, "This is a dream for us to see her perform again. It's something special we can't put into words." But I just, can't we let Amy Winehouse's spirit rest? And if you got the chance to see her live, you got it. Otherwise, you'll just have to enjoy her albums.
This is the new EGOT. If you can get the biopic, the jukebox musical, and the hologram tour, and I don't think anyone has yet. I did a little research here. I brought my notebook. And the closest I've seen is ABBA have the jukebox musical and the hologram tour, and then the musical was turned into a movie, but it's not an ABBA biopic. So they're still waiting. Then you've got Tina Turner, who's got the biopic and has got the jukebox musical. No Tina Turner hologram yet. Thank goodness she's still with us.
What about Michael Jackson? Because he had the hologram.
Has there been a biopic?
There have been multiple biopics of like the Jacksons growing up, and there was even like a TV special. Has there been a jukebox musical?
That's a good question.
Jay.
Let's find out.
I know.
All right. We'll let you all know tomorrow, everyone. We're going to look this up and figure out whether or not Michael Jackson has completed the trifecta. Yet another pioneering achievement for the King of Pop, if so. On to the sadness. Who is going to get custody of Piggy Smalls? Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have ended their engagement.
I forgot that the pig's name was Piggy Smalls.
They adopted a pig together. They moved in together. They got tattoos all over the place.
Multiple tattoos.
And Ariana Grande even named a sweet love song on her new album, Sweetener, after Pete Davidson. These two were doing everything possible, short of like carving their faces into Mount Rushmore to make us all believe this was absolutely going to be forever. They were 1,000,000% committed. Well, that's that.
Oh, is there a reason for it? I loved the sweetness. I loved the dedication. Was it just kind of it's over?
We don't know too much right now. CNN has reported that a source close to the couple has confirmed the breakup, but we haven't seen anything by way of official announcements, social media posts, this kind of thing. I'm sure this will all come in days to come. They're probably trying to process what it means to break this kind of relationship up. I mean, Pete Davidson even just joked about the relationship on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live.
You know, I don't even get royalties for that Pete Davidson song. You know that? Like, if we break up, and we won't. No, I'm kidding. But, like, in 10 years, if God forbid that ever happened, there will be a song called Pete Davidson, like, playing in speakers at Kmart, and I'll be working there.
Pete Davidson, everyone!
I wish anyone would care if I broke up with someone. But nevertheless, I'm sure they're deeply saddened, and we wish you both the best.
So Ariana and Pete now join the ranks of short-lived celebrity music couples. Do you have a favorite?
He has performed musically, and this is one that is not official, but I still champion it secretly. It's Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. I don't know if they're really dating. Maybe they're just good friends who like to play basketball together. But I have such a crush on their relationship. And if they ever break up, that will actually be sad for me.
Well, so there were also Britney and Justin from 99 to 2002.
Classic. Actually, that was a pretty long relationship.
That was a few years, yeah. J-Lo and Puff Daddy were together for a few years around that same period. Madonna dated Vanilla Ice in 1991.
God bless the 90s.
Avril Lavigne was married to Nickelback's Chad Kroeger for a few years. But for me, the classic short-lived music celebrity relationship was when Lyle Lovett married Julia Roberts in 1993. They lasted 2 years. They remained friends. It was just a beautiful, shining moment when that was a thing. Anyway, as we say goodbye to the relationship between Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, let's just listen to a bit of that song called Pete Davidson.
I thought you ended my life. Wow. Look at my mind. Yeah. No better place all the time. Hey. How they align. Universe must have my back.
Chance the Rapper went undercover as a Lyft driver for what turned into today's viral video.
My only thing in this is, who gets into the front seat? If you are alone, who opens the front door and sits down next to the driver?
They must have had a way to force that to happen, because in this clip, you're right, everybody who's riding with Chance is riding in the front seat. I don't know if they said when they got in that the back door is jammed or something, or there's not enough space in the back seat, because they are all sitting in the front seat. But they were told that it was Chance the Rapper. And we know that because they're having these extended conversations with Chance, who's wearing sunglasses and kind of a hat pulled down to kind of obscure his face a little bit. He's saying that he's an aspiring rapper. He tries out his skills a little bit. It's awkward. It's charming.
I never performed in front of anybody before. Is it cool if I, you know, before you real quick?
Yeah, do it.
All right. My name is John. I'm from Chicago. Yo, it's,
You got this.
And then at the end, it's revealed Chance pulls out a pink lift-colored number 3 baseball cap, puts it on, and as soon as that accessory is added to the mix, they realize they've just been driven to their destination by Chance the Rapper.
Have you ever met Chance the Rapper?
No.
You could meet him.
Get out of here! Oh my
God. That's what I'm saying. You got That's me. What I'm talking about.
Holy f-
I got you.
And that's today's music news. You can see that video of Chance the Rapper driving a Lyft over at thecurrent.org, where you can also read more about all these stories. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. Please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow. Luckily, my ex ugly. I don't eat, so she can't get no lunch with me. I don't reach.